The race was still too close to call when Romney addressed a small crowd of supporters in a noticeably small auditorium in the Tivoli Student Center.
That's a little smaller than the 2,800 people last night that were in Arapahoe High School, but you guys are just as loud. Congratulations. Thank you. Boy, it's great to be in Denver tonight. A lot of snow on the ground.
What Romney said next marked the first time in three recent Colorado rallies, anyway, where he actually mentioned one of his GOP rivals by name.
This was a good night. For Rick Santorum, want to congratulate Senator Santorum. Wish him the very best. We'll keep on campaigning down the road, but I expect to become our nominee with your help.
Romney then returned to his familiar script of acting like the frontrunner and targeting his attacks on President Obama. Even though Rick Santorum's upset here last night and wins in Minnesota and Missouri are raising questions over whether he can rally his party's hardline conservative base.
And when this primary season is over, we're going to stand united as a party behind our nominee to defeat Barack Obama and to restore the values that have made America the greatest nation in the history of the earth.
Colorado's caucuses are symbolic preference polls, and delegates can change their votes when it comes time for the state party convention. Romney supporter Jennifer Ward is a delegate from her precinct in Westminster. She drove down to last night's watch party after caucusing.
And I'm hopeful that when we get to April, the delegates will decide that Romney is the Colorado choice.
But it's clear that after last night, Mitt Romney still has a long way to go to build the support he initially enjoyed here in 2008 when he won 60% of the vote. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.